AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Video has been made public of former President Donald Trump being questioned about the rape allegations against him in New York.
I saw a photo of her. Okay. And the only difference between me and other people is I'm honest. She's not my type.
Deposition was in October of last year. Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll claims Trump raped her in a luxury Manhattan department store in the 1990s. The AP's Larry Neumeister is in New York.
Hey, at one point during the deposition, Donald Trump is given a photograph and asked to identify who is in the picture. And he looks down and says, that's his ex-wife, Marla Maples. And it turned out he was actually pointing toward E. Jean Carroll in the photograph.
All planned testimony in the trial concluded yesterday, clearing the way for closing arguments by the lawyers to happen Monday, barring a last-minute decision by Donald Trump to testify. President Biden likes the April jobs report from the Labor Department. 250,000 jobs were added.
The really good news is working-age Americans are participating in the labor force at the highest rate in 15 years, not just since the pandemic in 15 years.
Stocks finished higher. Air quality is being monitored around a chemical plant in the Houston area that caught fire. Authorities say there is no shelter-in-place order around the plant. King Charles will take center stage in just a few hours at his coronation. First Lady Jill Biden is in London. So is American Emily Schrader from Virginia. Her family pitched a tent near Buckingham Palace.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, it's been over 70 years since the last time something like this has happened, and it's just a really cool opportunity for us to all, we could all make it work this time to get together.
About 2,800 guests are there for Charles' coronation at Westminster Abbey in London. This is AP News. FDA advisors are worried about making a birth control pill available over the counter.
A review has been sought by drug maker Perrigo, which wants to sell O-pill without women having to get a doctor's prescription. Women have used the contraceptive for 5 decades, and the company says it believes it is safe for women of all ages. But details from the FDA's initial review find there were some problems among test participants understanding and following the label instructions, and more concern how that might work for teens. Reviewers also weren't comfortable that women with certain medical conditions would understand they should not be taking O-pill. The advisors will hold a 2-day hearing next week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Boston High School dean serving a 26-year sentence for shooting a student he had recruited to deal drugs received an additional 18 years or more on a federal gang-related charge. Ed Donahue, AP News.